Blog Talk Radio.
So wonderful. We do praise you. And thank you. That you forgive us for every sin.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Stand for you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
enemy, yes, bind the enemy in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh God, we just love you. And we honor you, Lord, honor you. This is a wonderful day to give you praise. Help us to stay. Help us to be what you want us to be. Help us to walk circumstantially, Lord.
Oh, God, help us.
In your knowledge. Our soul says yes to you. Yes to your way.
Yes.
To your will, God. We invite the Holy Ghost to come on in.
Yes.
To rest, rule, and abide here forever. Take over, always.
Yes.
And get your glory out of what you want to get it out of, God. We just praise you for it.
Mm.
Bless your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
you for so many things, God. Thank you for the youth giving you glory last night. Thank you for the bloodline where we gave you at least a billion praises. Thank you for all things. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. We love you, Lord.
Yes.
We praise you. We lift you up.
Yes, Lord.
You deserve the glory. We esteem you and extol you. And we cherish you.
Hallelujah.
Celebrate you. Our soul says, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Now bless us today in a great, great, great way. We'll be careful to give all the praise and all of the honor to you.
Yes.
You deserve the glory. You deserve the praise.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, for the glory of God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for what you've done already.
Oh, God.
Thanking you because we believe in you.
Thank you.
And we believe that you're going to do great and mighty and marvelous things. Thank you for what you're doing right now, too. We bless your holy name.
You.
We ask all of this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of God.
Yes,
thank God. Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen and amen. And good morning, Lord.
Yes. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr.
Good morning, Lord.
Everyone.
In the name of Jesus.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's commence this line. Everybody, I want to hear all of y'all. If you got a mouth, you ought to be able to open it and give God praise. This is a praise check. What level is your praise on? Mine is here. Praise the
Lord,
everybody. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful day.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking me up in my right mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord God. Thank you
for strength.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Lord, have your way in us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Thank God for all of you coming.
Thank you,
and all of the praise to the Lord. We do thank him for everything We just thank God for all of our bishops and superintendents and pastors, elders, and friends. We salute all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank God for Lady Betty. Amen. First Lady of this line, First Lady of Amazing Grace. Thank God for her. Mother Eddie Johnson, my 94-year-old mother, and to all of our prayer warriors and sisters on this line. Thank you, Pastor Strotter and Pastor Williams and Elder Davis and Elder Coates, Dr. Mary Lacey. Thank God for Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer. I'm sure she did a wonderful job on the youth prayer line last night. Amen. Thank God for Ambassador Julie Hagan, who always gives me such an exquisite introduction. And Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, special assistant. Amen. Prophetess Gail Stith, thank God for her. And Ambassador Patricia Stern, the one with the pastor's heart. Amazing Christian leaders. Thank God for her. Every person, all of you mothers on the line, we do thank you for praying for me. I appreciate everything. I appreciate the big things, the little things, everything. Thank you so very, very much. Wonderful day. And we come to give God glory and praise. If you've got a praise report, get it ready. Don't wait till we call you and think about what the Lord has done. Think about it in advance. You ought to be able to remember what the Lord has done for you. He's done mighty, great and mighty works in your life. And if it wasn't for Jesus, where would you be? Where would you be? Amen. Thank God. Well, thank God for Prophet Thomas Young on yesterday, who brought us that message about forgiveness. So that was wonderful. And so many of you who want to take time and just ask people to forgive them. I said the way and ask it all of you. I just want to discuss that a little while today on the wisdom seminar. Let's take it in the direction. What happens if or when you don't forgive? What are the things, the occurrences that could happen many times when you do not forgive? Some time ago, I ran into two sisters had been at odds for 22 years. They hadn't spoken. 22 years. It wasn't over a lot either. When I found out what they were not speaking about, I said, oh, my God, my God. But much at all. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. God comes to bring life. Yep, the sisters apart for 22 years for a little nothing. What happens when you don't forgive? Won't you help us, help the prayer line? Tell us, this is your take on that. What happens when you do not forgive? This is the Wisdom Seminar. I'm opening up all of you in the name of Jesus. You have anything to share with us? Nothing is too small. Nothing is too trite. Nothing is stupid. God takes little things to confound the wise. And if you got something to share with us, share it with us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The Wisdom Seminar is open to you. I want to know what happened.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. How are you?
I'm doing tremendous. God bless you.
Great. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York. I just want to say good morning to each and every one of the members, Mother Johnson, Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Stern, and Sister Gina, and you, Dr. Johnson. I thank God for you. I'm just enjoying myself, and I just let it in real quick because this has been a topic that has been discussed. I'm hearing it everywhere. And I feel that when we don't forgive, we hinder our blessings. I feel that when we don't forgive, that it causes us to have a lot of sickness and pain, and we are unrested. It can cause chaos. Unforgiveness can make you do things that you wouldn't normally do. When we walk around harboring in our hearts, it turns into hatred, and hatred can turn into other things. So unforgiveness is really a dangerous thing because unforgiveness is not for the other person. It's for us. So I just want to say unforgiveness can really be a dangerous thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wonderful. All right. The line is open to you.
Good morning. God bless you, Ambassador Johnson, and the entire prayer line, Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. God bless everyone. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer. And I just want to quickly jump in and thank God for this topic this morning, how talking about unforgiveness. And we know that throughout the Bible, there was unforgiveness in situations and things that occurred, and the Bible even teaches us to forgive your debtors. They will be forgiven. But if you hang on to this, it causes unforgiveness causes death. It causes spiritual death as well as natural death. I have seen people die and behind things. I can remember a young lady getting some items from a person and promised to pay that person and never got around to paying them. And the people were on their way to a family funeral. And the entire car load, I think it was five or six people in the car, got killed on the way there and when they heard about the funeral. And it's just so much that occurred. And people say, oh, no, that was impossible. That couldn't have happened. But the Bible is true to its word. You will reap what you sow.
That's right.
And if there is forgiveness in you, it can fester. It becomes iniquity. It becomes deep-seated. It becomes embedded in your spirit and in your heart and causes
yes.
you to have mental, many problems in life, emotional, physical, and spiritual. So we want to be able to forgive. The Lord forgave us, and he said, do it seven times, and then 70 times seven, and it's just unnumbered how many times we should forgive. So we want to have that God-like spirit and be a forgiving people. God bless you.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you. That reminds me when you said it would cause death. Never forget when I was in Texas. We were in Texas at the time, in Fort Worth, Texas. And a preacher came with a story and borrowed a great deal of money from me. And he said he was going to pay me in 2 weeks. 2 weeks came, 3 weeks. 5 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year. Every time I would see him, he said, I'm going to pay you. I forgot all about the money. I guess I'm just working on it. Every time I see him, I'm going to pay you. I ain't forgot. I'm going to pay you. And one day the Lord spoke to me, and it was $2,500. And the Lord spoke to me and said, get it. I heard and recognized the Spirit of God. And when I thought, I'm going to pay you. Listen, you know, I've been praying about that. And I know that things haven't gone well for you. But I want to sow that into your life.
What?
Yes, I want to sow it into your life. Are you kidding me? Yes, I want to sow it into your life. Lord bless you and keep you. Don't even worry about it any longer. I'm sowing that to you.
Praise.
In the name of Jesus, I'm sowing it to you. And I released it, and the Lord began to bless me phenomenally financially because I sold that into his life. And not only that, around 2 months later, the man that borrowed that money from me, he died. He died. And how happy I was that I obeyed the Lord and released him from that debt. With no my conscience, I didn't have anything. My conscience was clear because I had followed God. Never died old in me, but he died free. Amen. I don't know what other things he had, but I know one thing. It wasn't a debt toward me. Listen, you ought to obey the Lord. Amen. Forgive people. It may not be about money. It might be about a little something. Just that the enemy put in their mind or your mind. It's important that you forgive in the name of Jesus. All right, the line
Amen.
Is open to you. Someone
Good
else.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I truly thank God because what Dr. Pfeiffer was just speaking of this morning, the Lord woke me up. It's about 3:21. Then I started just went before the Lord, started praying, and the enemy had me thinking, oh, nobody loves you on the call. I'm like, I didn't say anything, and I can relate because what Dr. Pfeiffer just said, and I was just praying for those that hurt me, despitefully use you, those that talk about us, those that just false witnesses, those that just, I'm like, Father God, I'm going to stand in a gap. Those that was praying for me to fall, those that was wishing the worst for me, even my children, I said, Lord, I'm going to stand as a servant and just pray for those. Like Jesus had said to his Father, forgive them for what they not know. So if I don't forgive, surely my Heavenly Father surely would not forgive me. So I want to just continue walking in God's love, continue walking in obedience, and continue being about his business because there's so much evil going on, and I just want to forgive because we all once was guilty. We all was once was in darkness, and I truly thank God it had got to the point I didn't know how to forgive, and I didn't know how to do a lot. So when I came to the Lord, and I thank God I've been saved for all these years, and I'm about his business, and I truly thank God. And this morning, the Lord put it in my spirit. I just said it. I love Dr., you know, getting on First Fruit Prayer Line. I love everybody. So I'm back. Whatever the enemy was trying to put in my mind, he's a liar. The truth is never in him. I just want to continue walking in obedience to God and walking in just love, his love, because his love never fails. It never runs out, never gives up. And I just want to forgive all things and just be about God's business. God bless you all. I love you all, and I'm back.
God bless you. We love you. And just remember, I teach you that everything that the enemy says to you, the opposite is true.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says he is a teacher of lies and the author of lies. So he tries to twist things backwards. That's his M.O. So just know that we do love you. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Anything, and forgive us in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Did I hear somebody on the prayer line? God bless you. All right. If you have a praise report, well, let me stay on this for a moment here again. Anybody else with a word on unforgiveness?
Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Christopher in Memphis. I just wanted to share, I used to work for a physician, and we used to talk all the time. And he would always say, unforgiveness and anger is a bitter pill that we take that hurts no one but us. And he would say, give it up, you know, just let it go. And forgive and move on. So unforgiveness is a bitter pill that we take, and it just hurts us. It doesn't hurt anyone else but us, physically, mentally, emotionally, and all of that.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, I'll take maybe one or two more comments. Anybody else?
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, Ambassador Johnson, and all of the great men and women that are on the prayer line this morning. Very briefly, I just to share X experiencing and being in ministry to how I see where unforgiveness with the enemy will sneak in on others for unforgiveness, which should never be a part of a saint's of spirit life, but it does creep in. Everything that has been said is so beautifully, but I certainly want to go back to the scripture that one of the young ladies was talking about in St. Matthew 6:15 and Mark 11:26, and it talks about if you won't forgive one another, would your heavenly Father forgive you? So that is very important. And over in Psalms it says, if you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord won't even hear you. So your prayers and everything is in vain. And I just want to add on to that. I was listening to Unforgiveness last night with Bishop T.D. Jakes, and he has a book out on Let It Go. Now, that's good for those that need it, but I just know you got to get on your bending knees. A lot of people say that they forgive. They do lip service, but it's an outward appearance. You got to really pray yourself through that. It's a form of deliverance. If you've held on to something a long time, or even just a little bit, and you allowed the enemy to come in on you, and it festered, and it made you bitter, sour, and even your environment, people, it will affect others. It's a process that you got to continue to pray and ask the Lord, don't let that thing come back up again of that person, because you could see them and it can upset you while you're sitting in service. And you have to continue daily to say, Lord, take it away from me. You know, saying it one time may be good, but the enemy don't care when he bring it up again. You have to constantly stay on top of the enemy with whatever besets you with forgiveness. It depends on the degree of it, you know, and everything. You let it go a long time, you better believe the enemy has put other things on it. So I just want to say I thank and praise God. We should always be open to ask the Lord to forgive us. Saying I repent is one thing, but asking the Lord to continue to let you, when you ask the Lord to forgive you for something, then you got to love that person back even more. You don't have to give them gifts or anything, but you got to agape love them. So I thank God it's more than just saying I forgive you. It's a process of an outward appearance saying that I really have asked God to forgive me. Sometimes you have to go to the altar and weep at the porch of the altar and say, God, I've done wrong. I've said things wrong about the person, and I told others, Lord, please forgive me. It's more than just that. You got to repent and really godly get delivered. God bless you all. It's my prayer.
I bless you.
Thank you.
Someone else have a word? Amen. Somebody's line is open. We'll hear you in your conversation. If you, I'll take one more. One more. You got something on?
Praise the Lord. Hi. This is Evangelist Tucker from North Carolina. I'm a friend of Evangelist Johnson, and she introduced me to Dr. Praise God. I give honor where it's due and glory where it's all due this morning. Unforgiveness this morning, it's like a cancer. And if you don't release it, it spreads. And by that spreading, you know, one thing accompany another, it festers. It just festers. It gets deeper and deeper if you don't, give. And it accompanied by jealousy and hate. And like you say, every time I do with the sister, you see that person, you begin to, look at them in a certain way because it's still there. Some things is only that, God is the one that could intervene. In other words, we have to pray and ask God to remove it totally from our heart. Because sometimes we say things with our lips, but the heart, it has not, been delivered from our spirit. And it does. It affects us. It affects us spiritually, in other words, and naturally, because we can't, grow in a place where, God wants. We can't reach to that, our destiny. That's that's a hindrance to our spiritual growth. So I just, you know, I'm enjoying this topic this morning, and I praise God for this topic. And, you know, like you say, some people say you can forgive with a long handle. Yes, but you got to love. You got to love as Christ loved us. Because if you say, I'm going to forgive them, leave them alone. No, you don't have to drink coffee every day with them, but you have to forgive. True forgiveness is when you can love them with the agape love. And you know, things come up in our life, and we got to live according to the scriptures. You say that we forgive and forgive those that trespass against us. You know, and I praise God for this topic this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wonderful comments by each of you, and we appreciate you helped us. You helped us a whole lot. Thank you so very, very, very much. I want to go to the praise reports in just a moment. I have not had station identification. I want to thank all those who are making this prayer line international. And thank God for Pastor Kevin Strada. We're praying for him. Thank God for Ambassador Julie Hagan. Amen. I want to pause if either one of those or either one of them are on the line. We do open the line to them. The line is open to you, Pastor Strada, or Ambassador Hagan. The line is open to you. Identify and give us about GMAP on the blog line, and we're praying for you. God bless you. The line is open to you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. God bless all of the saints that is here on the First Fruits Worldwide prayer line this morning. I am still working on some things behind the scenes to be able to have the prayer line pulled back up accordingly on the GMAP Broadcast Network, but I am Pastor Kevin Strada from the GMAP Broadcast Network. We are the number one faith-based motivational and inspirational broadcast network over the Internet. We thank God for each and every one of you, all of your prayers. We're just asking you to continue to keep us in your prayers as we continue to work diligently behind the scenes to be able to have the First Fruits Worldwide prayer line back up and running on the GMAP Broadcast Network every weekday morning at 6 a.m. God bless each and every one of you. We'll turn it back over to you at this time. God bless you.
Bless you, and wonderful to hear your voice. I've been praying for you, and prayer does change things.
Amen. Right. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for that so much. We really appreciate it.
Bless you. All right, Ambassador Hagan, God bless you. Give us our notification.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the staff, ambassadors, to all of the other broadcasters, as well as to all of our listeners from all around the world. This is Ambassador Hagan, and we're here live at the studio, Blog Talk Radio, and we can be reached simply by dialing into the call letters 347-934-0207. And as you know, the Blog Talk is the largest in the world social network, that is the world's largest social network radio. And we thank God we have over 40 plus 50 listeners, and we are a group of networkers that are coming together, that are working behind the scenes. It's not just one person, but it's a whole lot of us behind the scenes making this possible. And Dr. Johnson, I want to thank you for the excellent job that you're doing in broadcasting this message, and also as well as the billion praise all around the world. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
Amen. Thank God for both of you, and we appreciate you equally. All right. I want to go to praise reports. Today, if you have